to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Thank you.
fall to no one but myself.
Bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Pico and some 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 Pico and Beverly Dry. Fine, maybe fine, but for mine I want to feel alive and settle down in my love.
Never mind it. in the rain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never minded standing in the rain. Lord, you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me. Well, I wonder why you don't call me. Why don't you ever call me by my name? It was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my name a few times in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear David ask so I'll hang around friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song. And I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But before station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never minded standing in the rain.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Save all the rules. Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's going to be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mobile.
Gangster Computer God Worldwide Secret Containment Policy. Made possible solely by Worldwide Computer God Frankenstein Controls, especially Lifelong Constant Threshold Brainwash Radio. Quiet and motionless, I can slightly hear it. Repeatedly, this has saved my life on the streets. 4 billion worldwide population, all living, have a Computer God Containment Policy Brain Bank Brain, a real brain, in the Brain Bank cities on the far side of the moon we never see. Primarily based on your lifelong Frankenstein radio controls, especially your eyesight TV, sight and sound, recorded by your brain, your moon brain of the computer god activates your Frankenstein threshold brainwash radio lifelong, inculcating conformist propaganda, even frightening you and mixing you up, and the usual, don't worry about it, for your setbacks, mistakes, even when you receive deadly injuries. This is the Worldwide Computer God Secret Containment Policy. Worldwide, as a Frankenstein slave, usually at night, you go to nearby hospital or camouflaged miniature hospital van trucks, you strip naked, lay on the operating table, which slides into the sealed Computer God robot operating cabinet. Intravenous tubes are connected. The slimy, vicious Jew doctor simply pushes the starting button based upon your Computer God brain on the moon, which records progress in your systematic butchery. Your butchery is continued. Exactly. Systematically. The Computer God operating cabinet has many robot arms, with electrical and laser beam knife robot arms, with fly-eye TV cameras watching your whole body. Every part of you is monitored, even for your Frankenstein controls. Synthetic blood, synthetic instant sealing flesh and skin, even synthetic electrical heartbeat to keep you alive are some of the unbelievable Computer God instant plastic surgery secrets. You are the highest, most intelligent electrical machine in the universe. Inevitability of gradualness. Usually in a few years, you are made string bean thin or grotesquely deformed, crippled and ugly, or even made over 1 foot shorter or 1 foot taller, as the computer god sees fit. Virtually all of the important instant plastic surgery is done to you inside the computer god's sealed robot operating cabinet. Even unbelievable, impossible plastic surgery operations. All impossible, even for dozens of vicious kosher-bosher doctors working around the clock for weeks. The computer god sealed robot arm operating cabinet can perform all of the above impossible plastic surgery operations overnight, even dwarfing you over a foot or increasing your height by 2 feet. This is possible because Computer God robot operating cabinet imitates your microminiature electrical current intelligence system in your body. It even duplicates the microminiature electric currents that soften your broken bones to create mending of them, and then create stress, either compressing the bones, thereby shortening them, or stress to make the bones grow longer. Spring 1984, Mr. Deck, lifelong would-be doctor and printer. Insight to the worldwide computer god stratified closed society, perfected by hospital birth, making possible lifelong Frankenstein controls and lifelong hampering human defects containment policy. Hospital birth lifelong gifts, example, deformed, crippled, retarded, pox, hives, warts, moles, blindness, deafness, poor vision, etc. Kosher bosher containment policy work, good doctor's secret help, example, cataract, rheumatism, weak heart, damaged vision, epilepsy, fainting spells, paralysis, loss of memory, trembling, gout, diabetes, many diseases. The worldwide unbelievable lowest deadly gangster kosher bosher vicious medical profession, worldwide unbelievable instant plastic surgery butchery of the body and brain, especially the face. Wipe on hormones and laser beam surgery, causing instant ugly, deep wrinkles, scars, age spots, arthritis, freckles, blemishes, pimples, red, brown, black, or even sick white face and body. Worldwide dark negroidic colored male sex organs to brainwash inferior female brain for overall plan intermarry with niggers. Total graying and balding, even hairy body and furry body. Mustached, bearded women even wipe on synthetic hormones causing cancerous growth. Bloating, swelling, deformed big pickle nose, bulldog hanging cheeks and jowls. From teenage gradual wipe on yellowing, browning and blackening of teeth and instant grinding and acids leaving hollow brown stumps so vocal cords are made raspy, aged, creating a wrinkled, ugly, gargoylic, clown booze face worldwide population by age 70. Deformed, crippled, weak, and brain damaged, new, senile, lingering for inevitability of gradualness. Extermination. For your only hope for a future, do you know one word of pray for me, Francis E. Deck? Computer God computerized brain thinking sealed robot operating arm surgery cabinet machine removal of most of the frontal command lobe of the brain gradually during lifetime and overnight in all insane asylums after Computer God kosher bosher 1 month probation period, creating helpless, hopeless Computer God Frankenstein earphone radio parroting puppet brainless slaves, resulting in millions of hopeless, helpless, homeless derelicts in all Jerusalem, USA cities and Soviet slave work camps. Not only the hangman rope deadly gangster parroting puppet scum on top know this top medical secret, even worse, deadly gangster Jew disease from deaf Ronnie Reagan to USSR Gorbachev know this Ive Computer God containment policy top secret. Eventual brain lobotomization of the entire world population for the worldwide deadly gangster communist Computer God overall plan, an ideal worldwide population of light skin, low, hopeless and helpless Jew mulattoes, the communist black wave of the future.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Friday night from 10 to midnight and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Memories and drinks don't mix too well. Jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself. Might look like I'm having a good time, but any fool that this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell. Cigarette, we start talking about what we want to forget. Her life story.